Welcome to the Botcast, featuring Nigel Bottrell. The Botcast is an Entrepreneur's Circle production, exclusively for EC members.
Hey, how you doing? It's Botcast time. We are recording the February Botcast. Goodness me, 2016, well underway. And I'm delighted, this week we've got a little intimate Botcast. We're focusing on the quality as opposed to the quantity. Yeah. That's how I'm seeing it. And so what you've got this month is just myself and my good friend, the marketing director of the Entrepreneur Circle, Andrew Wilcox Esquire.
Andrew, wow, that's what my nan calls me.
There you go, upstanding member of this parish. How you doing, mate?
I'm good. We're around our little candle here, nice and intimate. So
it is, I think, doing the podcast by candlelight is a good thing. I feel sure that the atmosphere that we're generating will be good. And I'm seeing you as you are the Mark Rylance of the EC, because this is reminiscent for me of a couple of scenes in Wolf Hall. Okay, this was the medieval drama.
Of course.
Mark Rylance, arguably the UK's best living actor.
Really?
Discuss.
Really?
I think so. I could make a case for that.
Best living actor ever?
Well, clearly not, because he has to be living.
But in history?
No, because he has to be living. Oh, that's what. Okay. That's the difference.
Oh, well, I'll be honest, I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Okay.
Yeah, I only know people like Rick Mell and people like that.
I think perhaps there we've kind of found our little... So, okay. Right, that's not been the best intro ever to the podcast, has it? Maybe I should bring some others back into the fold. Yeah. Now, I understand you've bought a fridge lately.
Oh, AO.com.
Really? Now, this is a real success story, AO.com, isn't it? This is appliances online.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a proper success story. And they've become this really mammoth entity selling white goods.
Yeah.
Tell me about your experience.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever ordered anything from AO?
I have never, to my knowledge. I have someone that orders my white goods okay. for me, obviously.
You've got another good story about your fridge as well. You said your fridge.
I have got. Actually, that is very interesting. Actually, I may tell that story. But tell me about your fridge, Andy.
Well, it all started back.
And it's got to be good, otherwise people will be turning.
No, it's good. So, if any of you have ever bought from AO.com, you'll know what I'm talking about. It all started when we moved up here. We needed to get a fridge, and for starters, when you look on their website, they have got a product video about every single product on that website. And you think there's thousands of fridges, washing machines, hoovers, all that sort of stuff. When you go on the page...
So that must take, that must be a load of work.
It's a lot of work. And they've got a studio of a little kitchen that they do it in. And they do a three-minute review of every single product on there.
Doing the hard work
yeah.
that makes the selling easy.
Yeah, and I think they employ sort of actors to do the presentations. And as
maybe that's what we should do for the podcast.
Yeah, maybe we should. People that know the
Mark Rylance, maybe
the
available.
Dead actors. He's still available. So they employ actors to do this stuff. But so they do a 3-minute presentation on the product. And actually, they're not doing any technical stuff. Or if it's a washing machine, for instance, they've just got a basket full of stuff. They go, oh, look, you can put this basket full in. But it's just because the problem they got in the olden days, we used to go to Comet and Currys and play.
The olden days.
1998. Yeah, Comet. Poor old Comet that's gone now. But you used to be able to open the fridge door and open the washing machine and have a look around. And they know that's a challenge they've got. So the first challenge they've done is to show every product online in a 3-minute video. It makes you have that feeling that you know.
We're going to come back to AO in a minute and hear the rest of the story, but yeah. I want to just build on this because I had a bit of a party at New Year and at home for some friends, and I wanted to get some fireworks, and I discovered, I didn't know about this, but Solihull has its own permanent fireworks shop.
Oh, the Solihull Fireworks Centre. Oh, the centre.
Solihull Fireworks Centre. It's a little retail unit on a parade of shops on the outskirts of town. And so I found them online, called them up. I opened Sunday morning, went down, early December. And it's amazing, this little shop. And it's got shelves, because all the fireworks they sell are big fireworks. I mean, these are proper men's fireworks.
Catherine wheels and things like
none
that.
None of your... No. These are all... These are all big, they're the size of milk crates, these fireworks. You and me, I mean, these are proper big fireworks, okay? And I mean, they start at probably 40 or 50 quid if I work. I didn't buy any of them, I'll be honest. We went, I went now with Cameron, my son. This was a mistake.
No, that was a mistake.
And Sue thinks I spent £200 on my display for New Year's Eve. Don't anyone tell her. It was a bit more than that. But they were brilliant. But what was great in the shop, this is where I put them at the point, is every firework on the shelf, they all have names and stuff, you know, the cage tiger, and things like this. And then alongside, on the little everything's labelled up lovely and neatly on the shelf, and alongside it is a QR code. And you scan the QR code, it takes you straight to their video channel on YouTube, where there is a video of that firework.
Oh, cool.
So you can see what that firework's going to do.
Yeah.
And again, it's exactly the same principle as AO have got.
Yeah.
And any other online retailers, anyone listening to selling stuff online,
yeah.
It's now producing the videos of the fireworks or the fridges is that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a pain, it's a bit of a nuisance, but it's the doing the hard work that makes the selling easier. And I mean, I dropped about 800 quid on fireworks on this Sunday morning. But I wouldn't have done that. I'd probably have spent less than half that. I probably would have spent £250, £300 probably. Yeah. If I hadn't, but when I saw them, oh my God. Yeah. One of them, Andy, had 240 bursts.
Did it?
Do you know what I mean? Went on. The firework went on for 4 minutes.
What about your neighbours? Were they all right?
Well, they paid to come in. I mean, I sold them some tickets.
£900.
Anyhow, back to AO.com.
So the fridge. That's the first thing. The website's lovely to navigate around. And you look at this fridge, and it's got reviews but the videos are the thing that makes it, and you think, I'll buy that. So you put your order in, and then within 10 minutes of you putting your order in, I should go back and say you can choose your delivery time. So you can order something at 9 o'clock at night, and that fridge freezer can be at your house at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's like $4.99 delivery. So as soon as you put the order in, within 10 minutes, they're on the phone. Hello, this is AO. We see you've put your order in. We just want to make sure it's okay to come tomorrow. Is there any steps in the way? Is there good access on this one?
Okay.
Yep, it's all okay. So you put the phone down. And then, like within a couple of hours, you get a text reminder saying, this is AO, don't forget, tomorrow between 7 and 9, your driver's going to be Nigel. I've got some fireworks if you want them. It's got the name of the person, it's what time they're going to be there, and so that's all good. And then you get a text in the morning saying, don't forget, yep, Nigel's coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Nigel will call you on the hour, so if it's between 8 and 9, he says, we're 25 minutes away. We'll be down in a minute, so get the doors ready. So they come, they turn up, they bring the stuff
get
in.
The get the doors ready. The doors coming.
Get the stuff in, and
it's going to be a big night.
And then they go away, and then they ring up again to make sure that you had a good service moment. They're absolutely brilliant. And so that over Christmas, the washing machine went wrong, so we had to order a new washing machine. Oh. And first world problems. The ice maker stopped working in this new fridge. Couldn't believe it. So I ordered this new washing machine. And whilst we're on the phone, checking if the doors were okay and they're going to deliver it, and Nigel was coming, I said, just want to mention, have you got my record up? He said, yeah, we see that you ordered a fridge 3 months ago. I said, yeah. I said, the ice maker's not working. Oh, don't worry, I'll ring the company right now and we'll send an ice maker out to be with you tomorrow. That is absolutely brilliant customer service. And all I go around is...
So they sent a blow crown to make some ice.
Yeah, and a crusher. I go around just telling people about AO.com because I'm just so impressed by their service. They're absolutely brilliant.
It does contrast with some of the big sheds, because that was certainly part of the demise to Comet and everything, was because it's interesting because AO haven't got all the retail overheads and costs that the big sheds had. And so AO are able to compete on price while still delivering what is seen to be a very modern, it's a 21st century level of service, isn't it? But I'm pleased that you're happy that you're getting your crushed ice.
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
that's nice.
It's good.
If Mark Rylance ever pops round,
yeah, I'd say, who are you? Yeah. I thought you were dead.
And you'll be able to look after him. A few things that we've been up to at EC, which we can share with you on the podcast this month. And as part of my quest for clarity, because 2016 is the International Year of Clarity, and I'm very keen to practice what I preach in this regard. And so... we have gone to great lengths over the during December and early January, very early January, to ensure that all our staff here have crystal clear clarity, and crystal is indeed opaque in comparison. Mm-hmm. And we've redone a couple of things that we've done. First of all, my little project over the Christmas holiday, I recreated our organisation chart. But not as just a standard organisation chart with names and job titles and kind of reporting lines on there. What I added was a very important box to everyone's job. And with the help of my management team and the senior team, we've put in there the three or four key accountabilities of every member of the team. So it's not a job description, it's not what they do, it's what they're responsible for. And this has, this helps hugely. It helps new people in particular, like really well, because obviously they're able to get a grasp much more easily of exactly what everyone's there to do. But it gives everyone in the business clarity as to what all their colleagues' jobs are, not least of which is theirs and the bits that they're responsible for. And so it's had a very positive impact in our business at that. So I just want to share that and commend it. And in fact, by the time you get this podcast, what I will have done is I will have put on the vault a kind of little template, a little blank example of how that works, so you can swipe and deploy that in your business. And a little Easter egg for listening to the podcast and being with us today. And the other thing I just want to talk about is how we have set out our targets, in particular for our marketing and sales team. Andy, now these are your guys that are responsible for driving the growth of EC this year. And everyone's got clear responsibilities. So we've got a member of the marketing team who's responsible for growing PIA membership, for instance. Someone else is responsible for growing vault-only membership.
Oh, exciting times.
That's because we're taking EC overseas. Our vault-only growth is being driven largely, almost entirely this year, overseas. We're not focusing much effort on the UK with vault-only. We're taking our vault-only because our market is global. But the guys that are running these different bits, and that's similarly our online training, etc., have all got specific goals. And they've got specific goals for kind of growth and new people in. But what makes the targets work and be much, much smarter from a business perspective is that they also contain, so if we look at the PIA targets, for instance, we've got a certain number of calls that need to be booked and the conversion rate of those calls and then new members coming in. They're the three key measures. But there's a fourth one in there which says that the marketing cost per new member should not exceed X pounds. Mm. So we're recognising that we need to spend money to get a new member at PIA level. We've set a sum of money into the budgets that we know we could spend. Let's just say it was £100. I'm sure we could spend £100 to get of marketing cost to get a PIA member. So the person, Emma Sampson, who is responsible for our PIA growth, Emma has to bring in new members. And she can spend £100 on marketing cost per new member. Mm. So that's a very simple thing to keep track of every week, every month. We go, how many members came in this month? What was our marketing spend? And divide the two together. Is the answer less than £100? Emma is on target or behind target. It means I don't have to worry about setting absolute numbers for marketing budgets. It's not like, oh, you've got £4,000 or £5,000 to spend. No, you can spend, let's just say, this isn't the number, but let's say it was £100 per PIA member. And thinking about your marketing and your customer acquisition in that way is a really great way to get clarity for you. If you're the guy doing the marketing in your business, this works really, really well. If you've got people helping you with it, having this, it's almost like a control and check. Mm. So we're not just driving the top line, we're making sure, well, it's not about getting 100 members, say, it's about getting 100 members at a cost of less than £100 each. So I could spend £10,000, because 100 hundreds is 10,000, so I could spend £100 per member to get a... Am I making sense there? Does that work
imagine
through?
Imagine the things you can do, you can put a price on everything.
But that's what it does, but it opens up the scope of where you can spend your money. And it gives you a completely different perspective as to whether something is expensive or good value or cheap, because you're thinking of it relatively to what you're achieving rather than... So things like video cards, for instance. Mm. Now, if we go back, now video cards might cost you, I don't know, £35, £40 perhaps, if you get it all nicely printed and branded up and things, might cost you that much per card. Now that in isolation, you say, oh my goodness me, so... if I'm going to get, again, I'll keep the numbers easy, if I'm going to get 100 video cards at £40, that's £4,000. So, well, okay, so how many new members would I need at £4,000? Well, divided by 100, the answer's 40. Yeah. So do I think by sending out those cards, could I get that money? It gives the right and much more useful perspective to tracking your marketing when you're able to set your targets. And then you start to report against the targets in this way.
Yeah.
And that's why I just wanted to share it.
But talking about targets, one of the best books you've ever given me is The 1 Minute Manager.
Mm.
I love that book because we can set goals for staff, but also it's good to sit down with them and set the goals together, because sometimes people go into businesses and they don't know what their job is, they don't know what their goals are. So the great thing about 1 Minute Manager is that it tells you to sit down with your staff and get them to write down a set of goals, which only takes a minute each to read. So every time they go a bit off track, you just get their goals back out, and the manager and the employee knows what they're doing because they've set the goals together. Mm. Thank you for that book.
That's a pleasure. So let's talk about indoctrination.
Oh, indoctrination.
Are you feeling indoctrinated?
Oh, it's my new favourite word.
Well, John, let's explain why, because Andy's leading the charge to grow EC this year, and you've got, you know, we're a properly resourced team, some great people in there, and a lot of work to do, and we are embarking on a campaign, if you like, a crusade, to bring a whole bunch of people into EC at different levels, whether it's Vault Only in America or Australia, or whether it's PIA in Bradford or Bognor. And you've given a lot of thought to how these campaigns should be best constructed.
Yeah, and we've always told members this, but people will not buy from you unless they know, like, and trust you. And one of our, we've all got favourite marketers, you know, Nigel's, one of the favourites, Nigel's Dan Kennedy, and one of ours on the team, which I've put into them, is Frank Kern. It's one of our favourite marketers, and you want to.
I know Frank. Yeah. I've shared a bourbon with Frank on many
chocolate biscuits?
Many occasions. A chocolate bourbon. He had the top bit, I had the bottom bit.
Yeah. You had the middle.
Ryan Dice licked the cream. Yeah. Anyhow, I mean, Kern is an internet marketer. That's where he's made his name. And of course, quite a big chunk of our marketing this year is going to take place online. And we are going to go out there and endeavour to bring people into the EC who don't know who we are.
Yeah. And
how are we going to go about that, Andy?
Well, just to give Dan Kennedy a nod, one of our favourite sayings from Dan Kennedy is market, message, media, so the three M's, but Frank Kern's is the three P's, which is positioning, promotion, and process. And not so much work going on the process, but your positioning and your promotion, they have to be done in that order first. So positioning first, where are you in the market? How do you want to be perceived by people? What's your authority on your subject?
People don't give enough thought to that.
No, they don't. Are you a generalist? Are you a specialist?
I've got an electrician in Mastermind, and the biggest challenge he's got is he looks and tastes like every other electrician. And it's really difficult to carve out and get people to book you when the perception the market has of you is that you're the same as everybody else.
So the top of that triangle in positioning is celebrity. So who would you say is a celebrity electrician, Nigel? I know the answer to this.
Well, actually, it is true, isn't it? I mean, we've got one in EC, haven't we?
Yeah, well, we've got a few in EC. Starting to become a celebrity.
But I mean, the one that comes to mind is Daryl.
Yeah,
Daryl Bertie, who's, you know, long been with us 5 years now in entrepreneur circle, but Darren has carved out a positioning for himself.
Yeah.
And it is reflected in his day rate and what he charges, how he's built the business, but giving some thought as to how you want to be perceived by your marketplace will be a really good use of a 90-minute session.
Yeah.
And being what do you want to be known for? What do you stand for? What do you stand against?
What's your magic power? What's your superhero identity? How do you want to be? Well, no, talk about Darren, actually, is a good example. He's got a talk to do on a stage at the NEC. I think it's a new homes exhibition in front of hundreds of people. So one of Frank's things is, how would you like to be introduced on stage in front of your audience?
Yeah.
By the way, the answer to your celebrity electrician is Billy from DIY SOS.
The podcast is an Entrepreneur's Circle production, exclusively for EC members.
So what would yours be? What would yours be? Your introduction onto the stage or onto a TV programme?
Well, I mean, I've had to give a lot of thought to this in the past. I mean, the most famously was when I was speaking at the O2 almost 4 years ago. And I was on stage, the theory was going to be in front of 16,000 people, and I had the slot before Branson. Now, it didn't quite work out as this way for them, but anyway, long story, I was very aware that I had to get people's attention because they'd no one know who I was. And we produced an 80-second video, which was all about positioning me appropriately to those people. If you've been on the £1 million Master Plan event, or probably one or two other courses that I've done recently, you may have seen that video, the O2 video, that this is the X Factor voiceover, and it's a little bit tongue in cheek. I make a little bit of fun of myself at the end, but it positions me properly. But I think if I had to, look at what's my desired positioning, I think it's like, Nigel Bottrell is known as the most sought after business growth expert in the UK. Let me think. He's famous for building 8 separate £1 million plus businesses of his own in the last 10 years. And his straight talking, practical, in-depth advice and training has helped thousands of UK entrepreneurs to rapidly grow their businesses and achieve more than they ever thought possible. That's a little bit wordy.
I should have written that down.
There's enough in there. I've got to be able to build it on. But no one else could claim those things.
Yeah.
It can't be about what you do
because
other people do what you do. It's got to be about the way that you do it or something that makes you kind of memorable and unique. And with the marketing, most people ignore the importance of positioning.
Yeah.
And what I did learn a long time ago from Kennedy was that whatever, no matter what industry you're in or what you're doing, you get paid more for who you are than what you do. And if we think back to, hairdressing, I mean, obviously you're a stylish gent. And I think, do you get the same hairdresser as Mark Rylance?
He's dead as well.
Never been there at the same time. But if you go to, Vidal Sassoon's the guy we've talked about, obviously not with us any longer, but Sassoon was a celebrity hairdresser. You couldn't get a trim from him for £10.
Yeah.
You were paying for who he was.
Yeah.
And we see this all over the place now in our kind of celebrity-led society. But you can be a celebrity in your market. I have it a little bit. When I'm at my EC event, if we're running our national event, everyone knows who I am.
Yeah.
I have a little taste of what it's like to be a celebrity for a day. Fortunately, I can leave it behind and have a relatively normal life, although I have got accosted by members in some very strange places, on my sunbed, in kind of various exotic resorts. The funniest was in the queue for customs at Orlando Airport. When you're zigzagging round the queue to get into US, into the country, and I can zigzagging round and this guy said, "Will we get an MBTB out of this?" And I said, "Looked at him because I had no idea who the guy was." But the point is, you want to be well known by your audience.
Yeah, it's like celebrity chefs.
It is indeed. Yeah, I see what you've done there.
Yeah,
I see what you've done. I had dinner last night with Marco Pierre White, which I wasn't going to name drop. Two fat boys from Leeds.
Typical Leeds name.
So Mark, absolutely. Yeah. It's a good old Yorkshire lad that he is. But he did actually grow up in Leeds. He was 3 years older than me. So he was a little bit ahead of me at school. But anyhow, we digress slightly. The important, in terms of making a step change with your marketing, focusing on your positioning and how you want to be perceived by your market is likely and indeed will pay much bigger benefits than focusing purely on your processes. Or indeed looking at the offers and that sort of thing. Those things matter. I'm not diminishing them, but they don't matter as much as the positioning.
We've got that video. It's a fantastic video. We're using that in our indoctrination process.
Well, the video at the O2.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that. I mean, one other example on this. When we ran the last convention 18 months ago now, we had Steve Wozniak, celebrity.
Yeah.
Okay, co-founder of Apple.
Yeah.
And we had Deborah Searle, relatively unknown. Now, the everyone that came to that event went away that the talk that had the biggest impact on them was Deborah Searle.
Yeah.
Deborah Searle cost me 1/20th of what Steve Wozniak cost me.
Yeah.
I was paying, not for what they did, because actually, that technically, in terms of what they did, Deborah Searle did a better job at our event than Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
But Steve Wozniak got paid 20 times more because of his positioning.
Yeah.
And it's like that in every single marketplace.
Yeah.
You want to come into my mastermind group, it'll cost you £18,000 a year. Because that's what it is in my mastermind group, because I've got a level of positioning.
Yeah.
And you want to go, you know, there's other people out there that haven't got the positioning that I've got, that haven't, whatever you call that, track record, reputation, call it, they haven't crafted and worked consciously on their positioning in their market to the extent that I have over the last 5 or 6 years. And as a result, they get paid less for what they do. Now, you still have to do a good job, just to be clear. You know, it wasn't that Wozniak gave a bad talk, you know, and Wozniak did sell a lot of seats. Deborah Searle sold me no seats. We didn't even tell people who Deborah Searle was. She was Mrs. X, because I knew she had zero celebrity. And actually, if people had looked her up online, I think it would have diminished her, because you had to hear her and say it all. But none of that matters in this context here. It's the positioning that makes the difference. And it's the area that people don't spend any time thinking about. And I'm really glad, Andy, that you've brought it to the table today.
Well, Wozniak is the top of that triangle, which is celebrity authority.
Yes. Yeah, but which is true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is why we've got to get on telly, mate.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
We'll sort that out with you. So fix that.
So the second P is you move on to promotion, and that's where our indoctrination process comes in.
Yes.
Which I suppose some of you might call warming up a lead or a prospect, or Frank sort of likes to call it, sort of hard putty in your hand, and you sort of moulder them to make a bit softer. But you have to indoctrinate people to trust.
Because people might be a little bit nervous about indoctrination. Has quite a lot of negative connotations, mm-hmm. doesn't it, as a word?
Yeah.
And I think it's important to look at it in its literal sense here. Because what we're doing in our so we get people into our kind of funnel, and we then spend quite a bit of time kind of giving them value, getting them to know us, to like us, to trust us, and we've got all sorts of things that we do to kind of make that come about. But this applies in every business. I've talked in the past on the podcast and about the importance. If you have to give quotes in business, then don't email them out. Send something impressive in the post. And around the quote, you can indoctrinate people as to how good you can reinforce your positioning with using the process that you're using. That makes sense. You can have... you can use... images of you in certain places, whether it's articles or media or awards logos or that sort of thing. You can utilize testimonials. You can remind people of your unique guarantee. You can writ it large in that nice folder that you put your quote in as to what it is that makes you different from everybody else out there, because that positioning supports your higher price, possibly. It makes you know, and if you deliver that that quote in the post in the right way, in a very time effective, so they, you know, you met them yesterday and they get the quote in the post today, a bit like AO delivering the fridge, for goodness sake, because printers now can do all sorts with digital print. We have some things that we do with the best of that. Pronto Print in Solihull, we email the file, Pronto Print print it, as long as they get it by 3 o'clock, it's printed that day and it's posted first class in the post that day, and we get a copy back in the best of office and a copy out to the customer, and it makes us, but we look really good.
Bomb videos. They could send the Bombom videos. My quotation got there.
You see, that's very nice. Bombom's, we're really loving Bombom. If you're a PIA member or Club 149, you will have, or you should have hopefully by now, had a Bombom video, at least one or two, from your business growth support manager. Because Bombom is just a really cool way to both record and send video without the need to have links and rendering and uploading files and stuff. It's a really, really great way. And it just enriches the whole communication, which supports a level of positioning. And I think this is the real, you know, we've really uncovered now that the real main topic of this month's podcast, this importance of positioning. And of course, coming through that, because part of positioning as well, it allows you to kind of demonstrate and share with people the personality of your business. And I've written about this in the February circular as well, how so many businesses kind of default to corporate speak and kind of strip themselves of any personality whatsoever. Well, we've got a way of doing things in the entrepreneur circle. If you come to our building, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
Whether it's our strike walls or our vinyl graphics or some of the kind of funky signs in our toilets, there's a personality that EC has. When you and I are talking now, even whether it's the... God, I didn't plan on having a Mark Rylance gag running through the podcast, but it's but a lot of businesses wouldn't do that because they would deem to be unprofessional. But actually, we want to have a little bit of fun. It's kind of who we are, but there's a very serious, very solid, very powerful message behind it. And our that oozes through our personality. I can do some silly things and some fun things because I've got the beef to back it up. But so have you in your marketplace.
Yeah. And everything we do, it adds to our total perceived value,
yes,
which is made up of practical value and intrinsic.
Ooh.
I love that word, intrinsic value.
I think arguably intrinsic is my favourite word on this podcast.
It's a good word. It's one I had to get in. And that's the difference between a BMW, driving along in a BMW, and a Rolls Royce. They both do the same things. They get you from A to B. They keep you dry, they keep you warm, and they both run on petrol. But some people will spend £200,000 more on a Rolls Royce than on the BMW, which is built on the same chassis. That's got
the 7 Series, isn't it? That's true, is that? That is true, is that? Yeah. Intrinsic has got three I's in it.
It has.
Can you think of any other words with three I's in it? I'll leave that one with you. I want to move on. We've got some other bits of carriage before we finish off today. I want to talk about a couple of other things that we're doing in EC that people might find helpful. We have, as part of our clarity for our staff this year, we are starting to track what's called Net Promoter Score. Mm-hmm. And this is an established mechanism. You, in simple terms, ask a single question. So, based on your experience of Entrepreneur Circle this month, would you recommend it to your friends? Say, it's not quite our question, we've got a bit slight, but the gist of it is that, would you recommend it? And on a scale of 1 to 10, so how likely are you to recommend it on a scale of 1 to 10? And the basic premise is that 8s, 9s and 10s are kind of promoters of what you do, 9s and 10s are promoters of what you do, 7s and 8s are kind of agnostics, and 6s and belows are detractors of what you do. And by asking that single question, you sort of straight away get an immediate indication. And then it's followed up then with whatever answer that says, so can you tell us why you said that? And then you start to flush out feedback. And this is allowing us now to make each of our business growth support managers kind of accountable for the Net Promoter Score of their members, because they have the biggest opportunity and ability to impact that. And there are some cool little tools that you've talked about. AO as the appliances online. I think it's called Promoter.io is the software we're using to track this, and it automatically is sending out to members. We're kind of throttling it, so we're getting feedback in every week from some members, and everyone gets surveyed over a kind of 3 or 4 month period, but no one gets surveyed a lot. You would miss. So we're getting a nice broad view. We're giving some thoughts how this comes in, but we get a picture of how EC is doing and where we can improve, and we can tie it right back down to our individual staff members, because we know who's responsible now. We never had that before last year. It was all in a kind of an amorphous pot, but now, because the business growth support managers support our PIA members or our 149 members, and we know which, so we start to understand exactly where the good experiences are coming from, what's happening, and we can track that down.
Tracking, so important.
Well, it also makes it nice and simple. Yeah. So it's very simple. So for my PIA managers, their measure of success is essentially their Net Promoter Score for their members and the retention rate. That's really simple. Now, because everything that they do affects that Net Promoter Score. If they give great value and give great help and give great support and their members are moving forward, that Net Promoter Score is going to be higher, mm-hmm. and people are going to stay. So I've got everything now simply channeled and working towards the same thing. And we've got an interesting little thing coming into the training academy later on in February as well. And you may have seen this at some of the airports in the UK, and I think PC World are using it as well.
Customs.
Our little happy or not smiley faces.
Yeah.
So how was your experience in the training academy today? And you just hit one of the 4 buttons on your way out.
Yeah.
Now again, it gives us instant feedback on how the how our courses are running, how the whole, I recognise it, 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 it that will trigger more questions, because you'll wonder why that was the case. Was it the quality of the course? Was it the trainer? Was it the people in the room? Was it the food at lunchtime? Mm. But either way, we're getting measures and metrics, and therefore we can start to influence them. And because we're getting metrics and sharing them with our people, because the numbers you focus on, Andy, you and I have talked about this, the numbers you focus on always go up.
Yeah.
They always get better. Because I was focusing on my golf score once, and it went up. It should have gone down. But when you focus on whatever number it is, if it gets your time and your focus and your attention, it will improve in your business. And there are ways that we've done that, and I just thought I'd share it with you. I will perhaps talk more about it at the next round of regional meetings. And then just one other little surprise, but something's happening in our business that I want to share, because it might help some of you as well. But you may remember that when we introduced the new levels of EC membership in December, we gave everybody the opportunity to take either a monthly subscription or an annual subscription, on whatever, whether Vault Only, Vault Plus Meetings, PIA or Club 149, you could choose a monthly subscription or an annual subscription. Mm-hmm. And obviously we've done this with Mastermind for many years, but we've never done it with the standard memberships. And we put that in there, partly because we could now with our new billing system that we've implemented this year. But because what happened was around about 15-16% of people took the annual subscription. Now what that means for our business is on the 2nd of January, we came back in to start the new year, and we had a massive cash injection.
Yeah.
Now we've paid a price for that, because the deal for annual subscription, you basically get 12 months for the price of 10. So if you've got the cash, it is a good thing to do. Commercially, it makes sense for you as a customer, but it makes sense for us as a business, because you're with us now for the year, and I was happy to do that. So it was the right thing to do, but it's improved cash flow. And I'm talking about it now on this podcast because for some of you listening to this, there will be the opportunity, if you give it some thought, for you to offer something. You just have to offer it, because we didn't promote it. We didn't go out there, promote our annual subscription. But what happened is, a bunch of people took it, and that has helped us from a cash perspective. And I know one of the biggest challenges that many businesses in EC still face is having sufficient cash to do the things that they want to do. And this could be a way to fix that for you very easily. If offering something in some way, just give people the opportunity to pay up front. Doesn't have to be a subscription, could be other elements.
Even deposits.
I'm just hoping you perhaps just think about it. What could I do if I just gave people the option that the more cash had come into my business? That's the way to perhaps think about this. And again, if you're at PIA level or you're at Club 149, then talk with your business growth support manager, because it might be that they have ideas here that they could share, or experiences or insights from other businesses that have done it. Because I've spoken to half a dozen or so people outside of Mastermind, let alone in Mastermind, over the last 2 or 3 weeks, who have been able to do something on this now. And it's helped to, it's bolstered and buoyed up their cash flow, which is why I want to talk about it on the podcast today.
One word to end off?
Ooh, only one word?
Invisibility.
How many eyes has that got?
Tell you what, honestly, you are good, aren't you?
Did we put money on it?
You are good. And to Andy Wilcox, Mark Rylance has complete invisibility.
Oh.
I hope it's been a helpful podcast. Thanks, Andy.
Appreciate
your... It was whizzes by, didn't it?
Yeah.
The time just whizzes by. But we've hopefully shared some nuggets here with you today that will be helpful and useful to you. I do hope so. I will have... we'll have a different guest next month.
Okay.
And we'll see what other challenges and which other very famous, world-class superstars...
Famous,
we can talk about that you, my guests, have never heard of. Luke, thanks for joining us. I hope that's been a helpful and useful podcast for you. And we'll see you back on CD and online next month with the March broadcast. See you then. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
You've been listening to The Podcast from the Entrepreneur's Circle, featuring Nigel Bottrell. The Podcast is copyright Entrepreneur's Circle 2015.